This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There's a special section of the Detroit Auto Show, which is more properly the North American International Auto Show, which is in full swing this week, that's all about the car of the future. Fully self-driving, more experiential than, ooh, I don't know, a minivan you schlep the kids and the groceries back and forth in. And while those kinds of cars are still a ways away from showing up at your local dealership, partially autonomous cars are on the roads right now, loaded with things like beeping alerts to let you know if there's a car in your blind spot or steering wheels that vibrate when you drift into another lane. It's cool, and it can save lives, but as Marketplace's Ben Bradford reports, drivers might be relying on that stuff just a bit too much.
Turn on your TV these days, and you could be forgiven for thinking the self-driving car is already here.
The ability to make 1,000 decisions before you even make one.
With the confidence of Ford Copilot 360 technology. Nissan ProPilot Assist. With the push of a button, the line between man and machine was blurred.
With Pilot in the brand names and ads showing drivers releasing the steering wheel as their cars keep them from drifting, even savvy drivers can overestimate the capabilities of their advanced safety features. 57-year-old Scott Berg bought his Volkswagen Atlas a couple years ago, in part for the tech.
Yeah, so this is my favorite part. This is what's so great about this car.
We're on a freeway north of Los Angeles when he pushes a button on his steering wheel and then takes his foot off the pedals.
Adaptive cruise. I'm going to get behind this guy, and I'm going to tell the car that I want it to go 80.
It starts to accelerate, and we're creeping up on the car ahead of us. As we get close, he's still not touching the pedals, but the car slows down.
He pretty much set it and forget it.
Almost. Berg explains the sensors can detect moving cars, but can't read tight turns or suddenly stopped vehicles. I mentioned they can also get jammed by mud or snow.
I did not know that, and it makes me glad that I live in L.A.
Now, Berg's researched the vehicle, even flipped through the owner's manual, but he still has knowledge gaps about his car's advanced features. A recent AAA study found he's like a lot of people. 4 out of 5 drivers didn't know their blind spot detectors can miss pedestrians or vehicles at certain speeds. 1/4 said they no longer always check their blind spots.
If that's the attitude, then it's only a matter of time before you get in an accident.
UC Irvine vehicle technology researcher Hillary Abraham doesn't blame drivers for their misconceptions. Most people look to their car salesman to explain their high-tech features, but she says they don't always have the answers.
The onus is really being placed on the consumer to find information, but it's really difficult to find.
First, drivers have to sort through all the jargon. Advanced cruise control on one car is active cruise control on another, or intelligent cruise control, or Distronic Plus.
Automatic emergency braking has over 40 different names.
And Alex Epstein at the nonprofit National Safety Council says each one works differently.
Some don't stop you. Some just slow you down. Some can't see pedestrians. Others can. And the problem is there's no common nomenclature out there. There is no commonality.
He says many drivers deactivate the features because they don't understand them and find them annoying. Automakers acknowledge the confusion. Andy Christensen works on advanced safety features for Nissan. He says automakers shouldn't try to explain all the complex limitations. Instead, customers need to keep in mind one guiding rule.
These technologies aren't driving for them. They are still driving. They are still in full control. These systems are just helping in the background.
The National Safety Council thinks drivers should know the individual limitations. To explain them, the council's launched a website and a smartphone game of all things. But Epstein says there's only one real solution to educating drivers.
Education needs to be done by the automakers in the vehicle because every system is different.
Because if even the smartphone game can come with a tutorial when you first open it, why can't a car? In Los Angeles, I'm Ben Bradford for Marketplace.